Bear's Labor Day clearance is back. Score up to 70% off everything home and end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome and delighted to have you. The phone number, should you wish to be on the program, 877-973-7425. Important, let me give you the rundown here because time is running out as we get to the end of the month. We have to shut down the tickets because security, they gotta do all the vetting and stuff. So if you wish to come to the gathering, you can text ENGAGE to 33777. You get a ticket link. There's a discount code for young professionals, YR. You get about a 50% discount. You get Glenn Youngkin on Thursday night, August 8th. On the 9th, we've got Brian Kemp, Chris Carr, Patrick Hedger from Taxpayer Protection, Vice President Mike Pence, Governor Doug Ducey, Congressman Kevin Hearn, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, Sam Brown, the Senate candidate from Nevada, Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma. Did y'all see Sam Brown last night at the Republican event? He is badly burned from his time at war and said to look at his face with Biden in the White House. There will be more young men who come back looking like that. His powerful speech. Sam Brown of Nevada, he's going to be joining me on stage. Kevin Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma. And then on Saturday, he's going to be Senator Kelly Loeffler, Senator Rick Scott, Oklahoma school superintendent Ryan Walters, Colmuzio of Frontline Policy, Dave McCormick, who was the candidate who was being called to the stage when Donald Trump was shot. Dave McCormick was being called to the stage. Pete Ricketts, a senator from Nebraska, is going to be there. We've got several surprises I can't tell you about as well. You can come see it August 8th. It starts that evening with Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. And you got the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. So if you text ENGAGE to 33777, you can get a ticket. When you click on the Get Ticket button, you'll see a little promo code box, and you put in YR, and you save a significant YR goes from a $249 ticket to, wow, that's a heck of a discount. Impressive. So ENGAGE to 33777. I look forward to seeing you there. Sam Brown's going to be there. Doug McCormick's going to be there. It's going to be a great time. Now, we got to get into the Democrats, and reality is starting to set in. Yeah, we'll get to the RNC last night. We will. We'll get there. But I gotta start with the Democrats' new approach. And to get there, I actually, you know what? This is a perfectly timed call. My gosh, because I was about to. Yeah, you know what? Chad and Montgomery, you win the award today because literally this is exactly where I was starting. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Eric. How are you doing today?
Great.
So what is the deal with Michael Steele's conspiracy theory? It's insane.
Yeah, it is totally insane. For those of you who do not know, Michael Steele was, well, hang on, because there were two of them. Maybe it was because he wasn't a conservative one?
No, this is his theory that Trump didn't actually get shot in the ear, that it was all a fake, you know,
yes,
that he didn't actually get hit by a bullet.
Okay, so yeah, so Michael Steele, and I'm sorry, because there were two. One was that he could have gotten shot because he wasn't conservative enough. And the other one was maybe he didn't actually get shot in the ear.
Right.
Yes. Now, I will tell you, the left is circulating that it could have been teleprompter glass that hit him. The problem is What's his name? Doug Wells, I think his last name is, who is the photographer for the New York Times, was there and took pictures of the scene after the bullet hit and the teleprompters, neither of them were shattered. So Michael Steele, was it caused by a bullet as opposed to, as some reports from the scene and other reporters saying, it was actually shards of glass from the teleprompter, not the bullet? There are questions around the ear, and yet there's been no response on that. Instead, just showing the image of a man coming into the hall with a wounded ear. This is essentially, they're having to do everything they can to downplay the moment, suggesting maybe the shooter shot Trump because he wasn't conservative enough. And also, Chad, you should know that on MSNBC, they speculated that the shooter had Trump signs in his front yard. The neighbors have now all come forward and said that's not true at all. They were Democrats. They're doing everything they can to try to stop a mythology around this. And so, look, I'm glad you called. By the way, okay, so you're in Montgomery?
I am.
So you're listening online?
Yes.
Well, look, I appreciate having an online listener in Montgomery. I'm trying to get on the radio.
I started listening to you, Eric, after Rush passed away. I needed somebody who had, you know, common sense and would tell it like it is. And so I've been hooked on your show. It's a great show. I do a lot of campaign stuff myself. I'm a lawyer here in town, but I also do a lot of political stuff.
Oh, so you're like me. So you're doing the political stuff to pretend you're not a lawyer.
I'm more of a lawyer than a politico.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, look, I got out of practicing law. I was running campaigns out of my law office. And one of the partners at my firm came in and he says, do you know what the definition of a dumb blankety blank is? I said, no. He said, you hate this law stuff. Go do politics. And that was kind of my, oh, I should go do politics. And then I came back and ran his campaign for judge, got him elected, and now he's a federal judge, so he's got it for life. But yeah, so what area of law?
Labor and employment.
Oh, the fun stuff.
Yeah, it gets more interesting by the day, I'll tell you that right now.
I bet so. Hey, okay, now listen, Jen, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, and now I'm totally deviating here, but can you just talk to me for just a minute about the massive amount of labor regulations that are coming out of this White House that are just, I mean, I was talking to a guy the other day. He runs a small business, but he's at 75 employees. And he's like, the amount of cost and regulation and compliance that I got to do now, he's like, I'm going to have to start laying people off because I hit apparently some magic number where now everything is miserable.
Yeah, pretty much the magic number is 50 employees. Then you start being covered by the Family Medical Leave Act. You're already covered by, you know, all of the Title VII regs, the ADA regs. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But it's not just the regs that they're putting in place. It's the interpretations, you know. So there's a lot of stuff coming out of the Biden administration. They're trying to sneak in at the last minute. They've just changed the minimum wage that you would have to earn to qualify for an overtime exemption. That's changed, and it's going to change again in January if Biden gets elected, which hopefully he won't. But there are so many things that they are trying to do. They're trying to eliminate non-compete agreements, you know, through the FTC. There's lawsuits going on with that. It's just endless things that are going on. And they're also the Department of Education and the EEOC are now implementing regulations that require that you allow people to use the bathroom that they want to use and all sorts of transgender rights. That's all going to be challenged too. First Amendment challenges on that. So.
Good grief. Well, look, thank you for letting me put you on the spot, and thanks for listening down there.
All right, great talk to you. Take care, Eric. You have a good one.
You too. Chad, Montgomery, Alabama, listen online. Okay, so I want to get into the rest of what we're talking about, those regulations stuff, because Trump is making that a big push this week at the RNC. But I gotta talk about this. This is really important for y'all to understand. I got up this morning, and the number one trending topic on Twitter was that local police say Donald Trump was not actually shot. It was shards of glass from the teleprompter that hit him. Local police originally said that. Local police then walked that back. But the left has now taken their original statements and claiming that they were now pressured to walk back the statements. There's just a fatal flaw. We have pictures of the teleprompters post-shooting, and the teleprompters are not shattered. I put a picture on social media, on Twitter, from Doug Mills, the photographer for the New York Times, who also is the one who he caught a picture of the bullet. And you see the sequence. You see the bullet behind Donald Trump, and then Donald Trump in rapid succession grab his ear, look down, and see blood. This is the bullet that went through Donald Trump's ear. What Michael Steele says is that his ear would have been blown off if it was a high-caliber weapon, and it was an AR, therefore it was high-caliber. Y'all, I have an AR. It's not a high-caliber bullet that this guy fired. I'm sorry if you don't know anything about guns, you hear AR and you think so because the media has been talking about spooky assault weapons, but you're actually ignorant. In some states, you're not even allowed to hunt deer with an AR because it's not powerful enough. It's not a high caliber enough weapon to hunt with. Can you kill a person with it? Yes. Do you want to take out a deer with it? No. You're not using the AR for that. But yet Michael Steele's theory on MSNBC is that Donald Trump probably didn't get shot in the ear. And also, it could have been a conservative who did this because Donald Trump wasn't conservative enough. That also on MSNBC, I thought it was Michael Steele. Somebody just sent me a note and said it wasn't Michael Steele. It was someone else suggesting that that's why. What's going on here is there is a mythology being developed around Donald Trump and that now famous picture of his fist in the air. In fact, in a closed group conversation of reporters that leaked out yesterday, a number of reporters at Washington media outlets are encouraging their newspapers to not run the picture with Donald Trump's fist in the air post-shooting because they think that is photoganda, in their words, propaganda, but photoganda, that picture helps Donald Trump and therefore it should not be run. These are supposedly objective journalists. You kind of get a sense from Michael Steele suggesting that maybe Donald Trump wasn't actually shot with why MSNBC was so hesitant about its network programming on Monday when everybody came back to work. You kind of get a sense of that. This is crazy talk. For a network that likes to say Donald Trump lies and Republicans lie, the federal officials confirmed Donald Trump was shot through the ear, not by glass, but by a bullet. The feds confirm it. The hospital confirms it. Donald Trump confirms it. The teleprompter, we can see with our own eyes afterwards, was not shattered. This is so very similar to the situation with Joe Biden, where we with our own eyes could see something was not right, and the people on MSNBC told us that everything was fine. Don't believe your eyes. Now we're told, don't believe your eyes. The teleprompter was shattered, even though all the pictures show an unshattered teleprompter. And Doug Mills of the New York Times literally catches the bullet flying through Donald Trump's ear. It is the most remarkable one in a billion chance that he could possibly get this picture, and yet he does. And you see the bullet now already past Donald Trump's ear, and then you see the succession, the bullet, the grabbing the ear, the looking at his hand and seeing the blood, knowing something is not right in rapid, high-speed photography setting. It's remarkable. And yet the left needs us to believe that it was not Donald Trump's shot, that maybe it was the teleprompter. But that all kind of distracts from the actual issue here. Someone, a 20-year-old, took a shot at Donald Trump and attempted to kill him. And the head of the Secret Service says the reason the Secret Service was not on the roof was because the roof had a slope. In fact, some of you are saying, but wait a second, I saw Secret Service snipers on a roof that had a very high slope. So why weren't they on the roof with barely any slope? And the answer we now know is those were not Secret Service snipers. Those were police snipers. The Secret Service had them there instead of Secret Service snipers. We're trying to get questions why. Massive government incompetence, and in the incompetence, people are seeding conspiracy theories, including on MSNBC. You should also note that the left has floated the idea that Thomas Matthew Crooks had Donald Trump signs in his front yard. Local media interviewed his neighbors today, and the neighbors all said his mother's a Democrat, and that's simply not true. There have not been Trump signs in the yard. It's notable how hard the left is pushing lies because they know in the narrative business, a narrative that someone tried to kill Donald Trump is not helpful for them because Americans tend to rally around the flag. And they're just desperately scared that Americans might rally around Donald Trump.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Want Eric's weekly recipes? They're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the United States. The phone number 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I am delighted to have you. Mitch, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great, Eric. Nice to talk to you. And I think we actually talked over a Reuben up here in the at the attic. Well, the reason I'm calling is, you know, my understanding is still Donald Trump is least favored by the middle-aged women voters. And, you know, the main thing that the shooter has said was he was bullied in school. And we hear that often, that these shooters, these people that commit these horrible atrocities, their main common thread is they've been bullied. Well, I would think that, you know, Donald Trump may be, it may behoove him to run on some form of platform as we're going to pass some legislation to combat, you know, school bullying and things like that. I believe that may sway some women voters if they know that their kids are going to be receive a little bit of added protection from the government, from our president.
I'm glad you say this. Now, I got to be real honest here. I'll lay all my cards on the table, Mitch. You've got a great point. I don't know what the government can actually do to stop bullying. But it doesn't matter. Donald Trump can throw something out there, can talk about the rise of young men alienated by society. In fact, I would suspect J.D. Vance, in his speech tonight, we'll talk about the rise of young men who are alienated in society and bullied and loners and things like that, because he's got a biography about this sort of thing. By the way, there's some news happening now, breaking news, Fox News reporting that the shooter's parents called police earlier in the day on Saturday saying their son was missing. He was troubled and they were fearful he might do something to harm himself or others. That's being reported right now. Again, massive government incompetence we're finding out. Well, you want competence, you want to use somebody like Old Glory Bank. There's where you get competence. Old Glory Bank, highly competent bank, highly good people. They can do loans for you, VA, FHA, home loans, you name it, conventional. In fact, you can get $250 and an autographed John Rich baseball cap from Old Glory Bank if you refer a friend and their loan gets closed by September 1st. By the way, they close fast. They make their own lending decisions for their customers. Individuals looking to buy a house, oldglorybank.com. If you want a checking account with no fees or a saving account with no fees or CDs, you name it, oldglorybank.com. They are a great bank. They're actually my bank. I've got a bank account with them, savings and checking. Have never had a fee charge. They've got highly innovative apps. Their debit card is fantastic. OldGloryBank.com. You can get an account set up in less than 8 minutes, and you can refer a friend. Get that $250 and a John Rich autographed baseball cap. OldGloryBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 834337. OldGloryBank.com.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello and welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the United States of America. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Though I'm not going to take your phone call here for just a few minutes because I want to talk to you. I got stuff to say. And now you're going to let me say it. So there is a growing movement of people on the online right who are beginning to seed conspiracy theories about the Trump assassination attempt. And you need to understand that part of this is a lot of the people doing it get clicks on Twitter. If you go into their tweets where they offer up some conspiracy theory, it's actually monetized. As they get clicks on their tweets and you see ads in those comments, they get money. So they have every incentive to incentivize you to come hear their conspiracy theories that clearly something deeply rotten within the government transpired to get Donald Trump killed. And so they decided to rely on a lone wolf 20-year-old who wasn't actually a great shot and came close to getting lucky. But the left has to fan the flames against Donald Trump. I mean, MSNBC really is essentially a network rooting for Donald Trump's assassination at this point with their rhetoric. He is the heat that keeps their coalition alive. Eric Hoffer was a conservative philosopher. He had a quote, intellectuals cannot operate at room temperature. Intellectuals cannot operate at room temperature, and neither can the Democratic Party right now. This is why the Democrats are going into this insane level of heated rhetoric and madness. This is Jonathan Capehart. Again, keep in mind, Jonathan Capehart was on MSNBC on Saturday night. And as Donald Trump was being shot, it was in a lower box on the screen, and he was talking to a progressive activist tied to the Biden administration or Biden campaign, who, as Donald Trump is being shot in the little window, is calling Donald Trump a criminal, a corrupt, and a traitor. Calling Donald Trump a traitor on television as the bullet is flying through Donald Trump's ear. It was Jonathan Capehart's show. And yesterday on NPR, PBS rather, he was pushing back on the idea that the Democrats are vilifying Donald Trump.
Yes, the left has vilified Donald Trump.
Well, I'm sorry, define vilified.
You can argue the merits, but in fairness, the left has vilified Donald Trump. Threat to democracy, that he's a...
Is that a vilification or an actual...
He's a proto-fascist.
Is that a vilification? And I don't mean to argue with you, Jeff, but I disagree with this notion that the left has vilified Donald Trump. The left has pointed out multiple things he has done as president, has said as president, as a candidate for the presidency again, that... deserve to be pointed out, deserve to be criticized. That's
yeah, you got that. We're not vilifying Donald Trump. We're just talking about how much we hate Donald Trump and his bad character, and we're saying all the things he did are a threat to democracy. This is very much got to be poultice because Joe Biden defended himself on NBC News the same way that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, and we have to talk about the things he said and the things he's done. The Democrats need Donald Trump. They need the heat directed towards Donald Trump. So it's not going to get better. They're not going to tone down the rhetoric because, first, they don't believe they've done anything wrong. They don't believe they've done anything wrong. They're okay if Donald Trump dies. They think the republic will be saved. I mean, ultimately, there's this. If you believe that Donald Trump is the second coming of Hitler, or that Donald Trump is a fascist, or that Donald Trump is the end of democracy, somebody's got to do something because the polling suggests Joe Biden's not going to beat him, so someone needs to kill him. That's where the Democrats are headed with this. They know they're headed with this. Very few of them will say it publicly, but they're all going to be okay with it. The Lincoln Project, when not out covering up the issues with boys, has released a video that explicitly compares Donald Trump to Hitler, including black and white video of the Third Reich to tie it to Donald Trump. They know what they're doing. They're willing to play with the fire because they need the fire. The Lincoln Project has to run right up to the edge because they need the donors, and the donors want to give to the fire. The same with the rest of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is playing with fire because the fire brings in cash for them, and the fire is what's going to motivate people to go vote for Joe Biden because they're not voting for Joe Biden. Joe Biden has given them nothing to vote for. They're going to vote against Donald Trump. They have to keep the heat on Donald Trump. They have to keep the rhetoric amped up on Donald Trump. They have to do this. The media needs him for ratings. They must continue to heat up the flames, keep the situation going, and maybe have a few more shots taken at Donald Trump because it's what will motivate their base. I have said for a while that you can only motivate people so long with anger. You need to give people something to vote for. It is easier to give people something to vote for. You give people something to vote for, they have a cause to join. But when you can't give people something to vote for, you give them something to hate. Now, the passion and the energy that goes into anger and hate burns hotter and dissipates quicker than the joy and the passion of something that sustains you and gives you something to vote for. And every time the passion and the emotion and the energy of anger and rage begins to burn out in the Democratic Party, they have to throw more wood on the fire. They have to find something else to keep the outrage going as they're burning out their voters, as they're spreading this wildfire. That's what they're doing with Donald Trump. They need him, and they also need their crowd to hate him, and they need their crowd to hate the Democrats. Now, you need to understand, this is bipartisan. There are parts of the Republican Party doing the same thing. I see it in particular on social media. Yeah, many of them are making money off of fanning flames of hatred on social media. Many of them are headed in that direction. They want you to hate the left. Both sides have an incentive for you to believe everything is on the line. The country is going to end if the other side wins. And you better stick with them and give them money, and you better hate. Hate is profitable. Hate is actually far more profitable than joy or love or hope. Hate is profitable because hate triggers the most passion. It's a passion that does burn out quick unless you keep adding wood to the fire. Keep pouring on gasoline. You get burned out quick, so you have to constantly amp it up. That's why now we've moved on the left to the conspiracy theories about Donald Trump. Because the hatred was there of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump got shot. And there's a recoiling moment. Every American across the board has a recoiling moment of, oh my gosh, what have we done? What has the rhetoric done? What has the violence done? What has this individual guy done? What has happened? So the left has to come back in and say he wasn't really shot. And if he was shot, he was shot by his own side. The kid had registered as a Republican, so we're not to blame. He's to blame. And he's lying. Pay no attention to the teleprompter not being broken. It was the teleprompter glass that hit him, not a bullet. If it was a bullet, it had to be a high-caliber bullet. If it was a high-caliber bullet, it would have taken his ear off, and his ear is still there. Therefore, he wasn't shot. He's lying again. This is more Donald Trump lies. It's what they have to do. And the left, of course, believes itself righteous and true. So it doesn't believe their side is lying. It doesn't believe they're being lied to by their side. They believe their side are the truth tellers. They believe their side are the righteous side. It's those Republicans who are the liars. And look at Donald Trump. He put that kid on the roof. That's why security wasn't covering him, because Donald Trump said that kid was going to be up there. And so they stayed away from the roof so that kid could try to shoot him. and knew to shoot the teleprompter and have the glass hit Donald Trump. And that's what's happening here. This is all a false flag setup. Donald Trump is trying to get people's sympathy by trying to get himself shot, except he wasn't getting himself shot. That kid knew to hit the teleprompter glass. And Donald Trump has federal authorities lying on his behalf, saying that it was glass or bullet when it was really glass. That's what's going on here. And they have no, they don't believe their side's lying to them. It's the right that lies. All of this heads to more violence. And then, of course, they get on social media and they're shocked and appalled when their comments surface because they're surrounded by other people who think like them. Several people in the last 48 hours have lost their jobs by going on social media and regretting that the bullet didn't hit Donald Trump. All their friends said the same thing. They're shocked to say it on social media and realize there are people in America who don't want Donald Trump dead. In their cloistered bubble of progressives, everybody wants him dead. Everybody at MSNBC wants Donald Trump dead. Everybody at NBC is a little bit sad that the bullet missed. They know they can't say it publicly. Comcast will fire them. They took Morning Joe off on Monday as a warning sign to the rest of the network. You better watch what you say. If we can take out our top show, we can take you out as well. You better be careful. Because they've been fanning the flames for so long. They've been feeding the fire for so long. They're running out of fuel for the fire. Just as it's revealed, Joe Biden is in mental and physical decline more rapidly than Democrats wanted to realize. They're running out of fuel to the fire. So they've got to find something new. And the new fuel to add to the fire will be J.D. Vance. And sadly, he and his family will be put through the ringer by the left because Joe Biden and his campaign team made a deliberate decision to run the campaign as a campaign about saving American democracy. And when you're starving and you can't afford your groceries and your gas bill is too high for your car and your 401k is in decline, you don't really care about saving democracy. It doesn't look like Democrats are saving democracy. So you've got to amp up the rhetoric harder. And you can always find a way to justify it and never have to say you're sorry. You can always find that. And when you're on the left, because the media agrees with you, you never have to say you're sorry. Even if someone dies, only the right has to apologize because the left and the media are on the same side. It's going to get far worse before it gets better because the Democrats need it to. All right, I got to move on. Before I do, I got to tell you about Hillsdale College. You should get your Declaration of Independence. Boy, you know, you should read it and just remember the integrity of our founders. I'm going to go to ericforhillsdale.com, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com. You go to ericforhillsdale.com and you can support Hillsdale's mission 365 days a year. It's a great partnership. You can donate to Hillsdale College. You can keep them going. You can find out how. You click through, watch the video there on how to support Hillsdale's mission. You educate yourself about Hillsdale and you find a path forward with Hillsdale, partnering with them to advance their mission. You know, they're doing elementary and secondary education programs too now for classical Christian schools. It's a great program. Helping Hillsdale College as a nonprofit is a great, great thing to do. You can do that by going to ericforhillsdale.com. They're a 501c3 nonprofit. All donations are tax deductible. So go to ericforhillsdale.com today. Support Hillsdale College's education mission across the country. You can find out more on how to take classes from them, buy their videos of their classes so that you can take them at your own pace, get a copy of the Declaration of Independence. So much. ericforhillsdale.com. E-R-I-C-K. ericforhillsdale.com.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
This hour of the program brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan. If you are in business and your business is looking to grow and you need capital, well, actually, you know what? Let me put it to you this way. Here's one of my frustrations with a lot of lenders today. You're trying to build a long-term relationship because you have a vision for your business. And you go to the lender, you develop the relationship, you get capital, and then the next time you go back for more capital, it's someone new, and you got to restart the relationship with them. So they never get a chance to know you, your vision, anything like that. First Liberty's different. They've been making their own lending decisions since the 90s, and it's the same family. It's the Frost family. They've been there the whole time. So if you're a business and you're building a building or buying a building, you need an equipment loan, you're buying a franchise, you've got a vision, you see opportunity, partner with the Frost family. They're going to be there. They're going to be around, and they love to help businesses grow. FirstLibertyGA.com. They can help any business in the United States, any business, any one of you listening anywhere. Reach out to them. FirstLibertyGA.com. Just spend a few minutes with them. See if they're a fit for you. See if you're a fit for them. And then if they are a fit for you and you go forward, you're not going to have to worry about rebuilding a relationship time and time again because they're going to be there. FirstLibertyGA.com. Okay. Wow. So Tiger Woods, this is they're having the British Open. Someone, I still have no idea. Someone sent me a cap and a golf shirt for the British Open. I have no idea who sent it to me. No one has taken credit for it. Tiger Woods told the BBC he couldn't sleep following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump and that it affected his preparation for his game on Sunday. He said, quote, "I didn't accomplish a lot because I wasn't in the right frame of mind. It was a long night, and that's all we watched the entire time on the way over here. I didn't sleep at all on that flight, and then we just got on the golf course." Tiger Woods, of course, received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Donald Trump. There will be a whole lot of people on the left who are furious with Tiger Woods for being upset about Donald Trump being shot. There will be a whole lot of people on the right who are pleased that Tiger Woods said that. I think it just makes him a good American to be concerned that a former president was nearly assassinated, regardless of his politics. And I don't know Tiger Woods. I don't know his politics. I'd like to meet him one day. My gosh, Tiger Woods is on that list of people I would like to meet. But nonetheless, it is the British Open this week. I intend to pay attention to it. In fact, I may have the TV on in my office right now watching scenes from over there. 877-973-7425 is the phone number. When we come back, I do want to recount some of last night at the RNC. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, among others, on the stage talking about their endorsement and support of Donald Trump after a brutal primary season. Donald Trump in the past has avoided being in the same room with those who opposed him, who then came to support him. Last night, he sat and listened to their speeches and applauded them as they applauded him. He doesn't have anything to worry about now. Donald Trump, fully the leader of a revised Republican Party, will be their nominee for president and, if elected, serve one term in office. The fact that the Democrats are now trying to scare people claiming once he's in office he won't leave is nonsense. He's got at most 4 years and then can pass the torch to J.D. Vance. And in 2028, the fighting within the Republican Party is going to be epic over the free market social conservative guys, the more moderate guys, the protectionist guys. All that gets put on hold until the moment Trump gets elected, and then the fighting starts up behind the scenes. The knife fighting and the institutional fighting and the bureaucratic fighting. I'll try to get into some of that today. But first, when we come back, last night at the RNC, a lot happened.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.